Texte numéro 95. What really makes us vote? It may be our parents. When it comes to casting our votes, we tend to assume that showing up at the polling booth is driven by the issues at stake. But there's some evidence to indicate that voting habits are just that, habits, shaped in part by the practices and routines of our parents when we're still too young to vote. Now, routine is kind of a magic word to paediatricians. We believe in bedtime routines and family dinner routines, not just as a practical strategy for family life, but as a route to physical and mental health and well-being. In fact, if you look at the American Academy of Pediatrics website for parental advice, you'll be told children do best when routines are regular, predictable, and consistent. But voting as a family routine? It turns out that there is evidence in the world of political science and public policy research that lifelong voting habits are formed in childhood and adolescence, and that those issues of routine and habit may be important in determining voter behaviour and therefore election results. When I was growing up, my parents took me with them to vote. I wish I could tell you exactly which presidential election it was that first time. I think I was 6, but maybe I was 10. But I was certainly taken to the polling place and into the booth. My parents would not have considered letting an election go by without voting. Local, national, primary, presidential, school board, city council. I'm not sure I'm quite as good a citizen as they were, but I would certainly feel delinquent if I skipped any major election. Research on voting patterns in the world's advanced industrialized democracies has shown that voting habits are formed early in life. People who vote 3 times in a row in the first 3 elections for which they're eligible are more likely to be lifelong voters. We vote because we care about the issues, but we also vote because we're in the habit. And voting in those early elections has a strong correlation with developing a long-standing habit. Which brings me back to my early, if slightly indistinct, memory of being taken to the polling place and introduced to the idea that election day was a big deal and that voting was an important ritual and a badge of adulthood. It's about seeing your parents vote as you're growing up, and it's also about political discussions in the home. So those family dinner routines that paediatricians like to recommend may contribute as well. And it's even about participating in political activities. Rallies, protest, student government elections, as part of growing up. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2016.